On Monday, the Royal Commission that the banks didn't want will get underway. And late today, the major banks have confirmed that they will not use confidentiality agreements to prevent victims of misconduct from telling their stories to the Royal Commission. There were serious concerns that the most egregious stories about the big banks' misconduct may never be heard because victims and staff were gagged by legal arrangements. The banks differ, though, on whether current staff can volunteer information to the Commission. The host of The Business, Elise Morgan, has been following the story. Elise, hello. Thanks for joining us. What is the situation for staff, first of all?
For staff, the ANZ, NAB and Westpac have confirmed to me that current staff are free to volunteer information to the Commission without fear of retribution, and they are also free to testify. The Commonwealth Bank, when pushed on this issue about whether current staff are free, the Commonwealth Bank has said people who have agreements with the bank are able to give information and testify to the Royal Commission. When asked to explicitly confirm whether it's current staff as well as former staff and victims, they wouldn't say.
So the word people was used, but not a specific reference to staff. And why is that so important?
It's important for anyone who is going to the Royal Commission to be sure that there won't be any retribution, that they won't be chased through the courts for breaching any non-disclosure agreement or any contract that they have with the bank, with any of the banks, about confidentiality.
Which could include an employment contract agreement.
Most employment contracts do have elements of confidentiality agreements in them, and this could come back at anyone who volunteers information. The other thing why this is so important that the banks have come out and clearly stated that they waive their legal rights when it comes to non-disclosure agreements and confidentiality agreements for victims and staff is that while the Royal Commission has the legal power to compel evidence, if there is a grey area between someone volunteering information and then giving evidence to the Royal Commission. So it's for those people who initially have to break that contract that they have to not disclose information, this waiving of the rights is for that exact purpose.
So we have three of the big four saying that, clarifying that that grey area doesn't exist for their staff, but the Commonwealth, we're still not sure.
But victims for all of the banks are free to come forward and volunteer information and to testify.
Okay. The ACTU kicked off this campaign this morning to get the banks to waive the rights. They must be pretty happy.
They are cautiously happy about this. There are still some issues that they have. They are disappointed that when the press contacted the Royal Commission about this and to say, will you lean on the banks, before we heard from the banks today, will you lean on the banks to make sure that they waive their legal rights? The Commission was very non-committal, and that they essentially gave an answer that indicated that they weren't going to direct the banks to waive their legal rights. That disappointed the ACTU greatly, and also the people who had contacted them asking whether they were able to give up information. We spoke to the ACTU Deputy Secretary Scott Connolly this afternoon, and he said he still has concerns about how the Royal Commission will be run.
Look, it's a great step forward, and it's a positive development. It's disappointing, obviously, that it's taken so long for this point to be clarified. It's disappointing that the Royal Commission hasn't responded directly itself to this request, and obviously disappointing that as earlier as today, we've had people contacting us, raising their concerns, given the response of the Royal Commission in today's press, that they weren't going to make this request of the banking and financial services sector. So, yeah, we think a good first step, but a lot more to do.
Scott Connolly, the Deputy Secretary of the ACTU. Elise Morgan, thank you very much.